ankle deep in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Blues with a Feeling, as we celebrate one of the blues world's greatest exponents of slide guitar, Little Ed Williams and his band the Blues Imperials. It was Ed's birthday on the 8th, and while we might have missed the party, what we have ahead of us is more than worthy of your time. The story of Ed and the band's rise to become one of the world's most celebrated blues bands is the stuff of legend. Ed and his brother James grew up learning to play in Chicago, taught by no less than their uncle, blues legend J.B. Hutto. Now, I'd suggest growing up in the Windy City, the birthplace of modern electric blues, where so many of the world's greats made their homes and lived their lives while off the road, would be very handy. For where else would you have the opportunity to observe and be inspired by the likes of Muddy Waters and Buddy Guy and Junior Wells? In addition to Uncle JB and that other great Chicago slide guitar hero, Hound Dog Taylor, and so many other legends while you grew up. And of course, being taught by such an important figure as J.B. Hutto, well, that is just priceless. Born in 1955, as the blues as a vital creative force peaked in Chicago, Ed was playing in the bars of the city as soon as it was possible, and put in a good decade or so, working long days in a car wash and then tearing it up at night, before the first opportunity for the band to record came at the behest of Alligator Records owner Bruce Iglauer, who, having seen the band play a few times, thought they might bring a raucous edge to the collection of young artists that were being invited to appear on an Alligator compilation called The New Blue Bloods, designed to highlight the next generation of blues artists that were emerging at the time. Now, my understanding is that, with it being the band's first recording experience, the decision was made to keep it simple and have them set up and play live, like it was a gig. And what happened once they started playing saw Iglauer and everybody that was witness to the session dancing around in the studio and yelling for more as the band grabbed the opportunity with both hands, quickly nailing the two tracks they'd rehearsed before, with time left on the booking, signing a contract on the spot with Alligator Records and added another 20 or so songs to the tape, the best of which would become the band's debut album, Roughhousen, the first of nine that Ed and the fellas would record for the label, the most recent of which you'd have heard on this show when it came out back in 2016. So yes, a journey back in time this week for you and I as we celebrate the band's earliest success. They are, of course, still gigging, and hopefully we'll see them return to the studio again soon. So, with that the basis of this week's show, I've filled the gaps with a bunch of songs from some of the hottest new releases hitting the stores right now. And that's how we'll kick off this week's show, with songs by Katie Henry, Marcel Smith, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, and the late great James Harmon, who, with very little time left on the clock in his remarkable life, took the time to record the tunes for what would be this posthumous release, Didn't We Have Some Fun Sometime? This is Blues with a Feeling.
I got an idea for a song called Who's Got the Guitars? Secrets of life. The money gave me the slip and gutted me like a knife. Who's got the guitars? Tell me who's got the dough. I'd love to share that information, because I sure don't know. Who's got the power? Who's got the last word? I don't know for sure, I just know a little bit that I heard. Who's got the guitars? Tell me who's got the dough. I'd love to share the information, but well, I sure don't know. Well, I guess it's all the same. Nobody knows for sure. Speculation calls for shots, whether you're rich or poor. Opportunity knocked, but I was out. Came back ringing the bell. start shouting. Lightning struck me twice. Man, it hit me hard. The next morning in the paper, said I was outstanding in my field. Struck me with a shock of it. As far as I know, I was just standing in my yard. Just a guy standing out in my yard. I felt it like old Henry when he read that he was a man about town. Here's one thing about this Gitas. I ain't got it and I never did. But if I ever find it, you can tell. Fellas, I won't keep it hid. I'm gonna be the life of the party ball. Everywhere I go, you know they'll cheer when they see me coming, they'll cry when they see me go.
Got the Gitas.
Who's got the Gitas? Who got the dough?
Too doggone good for you.
like this whole round world just crying mercy. But it look like mercy just don't kill. And the hits keep coming.
Keep coming.
And it's just one more messed up year.
Messed up year.
Yeah, the hits keep coming.
Keep coming.
And it's one more messed up year. And I keep hoping for the future, but it don't look too doggone good for you. I'm trying to sleep with one eye open. I'm living in my running shoes. I feel the enemy just trying to creep on me. And he looks just like me and you. And he'll keep coming.
Keep coming.
Oh, it's one more messed up year.
Better
hit, keep coming.
Keep coming.
Oh, it's one more messed up year. And I keep hoping for the future, but it all looks too doggone good for you.
It don't look good.
Again. Just know this sad old world was heavy on my heart. Hey, when I said my last amen.
The hits keep coming, keep coming.
Oh, it's one more messed up year. Yeah, the hits keep coming,
keep coming.
Oh, it's one more messed up year. And I keep hoping for the future, but it all looked too doggone good for me.
Hi, this is Rick Estrin of Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, and you're listening to Sean Bindley on Blues with a Feeling.
The cold of the night, all the flickers like a dying flame. Ooh, you're out there tonight, I know, but the embers of love remain. Sirens howl all over town, yeah. I can see the flames in the sky. As another home burns to the ground, I can feel our love grow colder. Though you say your heart still yearns, well, I tried to build a fire, but there was nothing left to burn. I can't sleep. Love way home now. But there's a car parked out in front of your house while you're telling me that you're home and you're all alone. I packed your clothes and all of your pictures too, yeah. As I strike the match and light up your face for those final words that I'll say to you. Day by day, our hearts grow colder, but deep inside we'll forever yearn for that fire that we have between us till there was nothing left to burn. Gotta say it one more time. Day by day, our hearts grow colder, but deep inside, honey, we'll forever yearn for that fire that we have between us till there was
can't shake of too much weight here. The levee's bound to break. In the rubble of a home not built to last, nothing real left, so dreams remain intact. And when the smoke clears, vision comes to life. There's a valley where you can all be right. Friends
thanks to the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
There's some quite extraordinary new music hitting the stands in 2024, some by artists you've heard on this show many times over the years, and invariably by some that might be new to you. Katie Henry, for example. Katie's new record, her second album for Roof Records, is called Get Goin', and it was produced for Katie by the great Bernard Allison, son of the legend Luther Allison. She's one of those mega-talented people that grew up playing a bunch of instruments, leading to study post-high school in Manhattan, where she was soon a hit on the live scene in New York. It's been 6 years since her first album, High Road, and she's certainly got the eyes and ears of the blues world tuned in. Her first time on Blues with a Feeling, that was Katie Henry and Jump. Also in that set, the incredible Marcel Smith from his Little Village Foundation debut, From My Soul, that was Nothing Left to Burn. And previous to that, did you like how I just managed to slip in a song from the new Alligator Records release from Rick Estrin and the Nightcats? More on this wonderful album in the weeks to come, of course, and I really dig that. The title track, the hits keep coming. Righto, time to launch into this week's feature album, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials Alligator Records debut, Roughhousin', released by the label in 1989 and born, as you heard earlier, when a two-song recording session for the band for a compilation of the emerging blues talent in Chicago at the time turned into an impromptu blues party. A recording session that gleaned 30 songs and a record contract for Ed and the band. A night that would open the doors to the world's festival stages and the great bars and concert venues, where lives are changed and the blues touches the hearts and minds of those souls hungry for the healing power that's to be found in those three chords. I just love slide guitar playing. Since I first heard Albatross on AM radio in Brisbane in the days when my ears first started to hone in on this music called the blues. And Little Ed and the Blues Imperials have long ruled the roost when it comes to classic raw bones slide guitar blues. But you know, I thought it'd be nice to add some additional perspective to this week's feature by kicking things off with the song recorded at that initial recording session that was added to the new Young Bloods compilation and kick the remarkable music journey of Little Ed Williams and his mates in the Blues Imperials into the headlines across the world. This is Blues with a Feeling.
I had a young thing that I once knew. She looked sick. looking for your baby. When the hell no did you be? You're walking. Say your feet are soaking wet. You're walking. Say your feet are soaking wet. For somebody needing on the town. You're walking around doing the up and down sound. You're looking here, you're looking way over there. Oh, come on, baby, tell me, ain't you? Come on, hey, baby. Say you're looking at the low. You're looking for someone. What the hell? Your baby's gone, now you're feeling all sad. Somebody's trying to tell you to laugh. But now you're drinking and you don't know a thing. You're looking for the telephone to ring. Say, mama, say you're walking up on the old road. You're looking for your baby. Well, hell no.
Hey, this is Shamika Copeland, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley.
I said midnight rider.
midnight rider. A midnight rider. Well, you've been riding so long, things ain't what they used to be. Hey! You thought you had me this time. this on that. I was so lonely, I was so very sad. You thought you had me in the palm of your hands, girl. You thought I didn't know there was nothing I could do. Trying to get your love, I was doing better without it all the time. Help me.
You're listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Great to be with you again this week. I'm really digging this early release from Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. I missed this one when it was first released. In fact, it was a couple of years later that I first became aware of the wonderful life-changing music that lay ahead of me within the catalogue of Alligator Records. And it's very cool as the show comes ever closer to celebrating 30 years in 2024. The label's artists and releases have been such a part of the show since it began all those years ago. No doubt we'll continue to celebrate that relationship as the year progresses. My Blues with a Feeling classic album feature this week is Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials' Alligator Records debut, Roughhousin'. The last song there was You Done Me Wrong for the Last Time. And previous to that, Midnight Rider. The album's opener, Old Oak Tree, and we started this week's feature with Young Things. Yes, baby, thanks for tuning in again this week, and thanks, as always, for your support in spreading the word on the Facebook pages by liking and commenting and following and sharing with your friends. And as always, my eternal gratitude to the staff and management of the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland. This is Blues with a Feeling.
so fine to me. She's so fine, love all the time. Glad she's mine, she's so fine, she's so fine to me.
Everything I do brings me closer to the
went to the park on Friday. Once every day. Going to tomorrow. Ain't got a word to say. Seems like everything I do brings me closer to the blue. Every time I get a woman who I think that understand, turn right around with me for another man. Seems like everything I do brings me closer to the blue.
I'm Oscar Wilson.
And this is Joe Noska of the Cashbox Kings, and you're listening to Blues of the Feeling with Shaky Sean.
Oh, yeah, and keep it bluesy, baby.
I wanna hold you, squeeze you tight. Ooh. so old. Well, you don't look, and that's plain to see. All you wanna do, well, make a fool of me. Honey, I said it's over. You don't exist. You don't exist anymore. Now when I had money, you called me honey, and you always wanted me around. But when bad luck hit me, and then you quit me, I could put you 6 feet in the ground, 6 feet in the ground. Cause I'm tired of crying about the way you do. Hey, all you wanna do, well, make a fool of me. Honey, I said it's over. You don't exist anymore. Here we go.
Brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
There's more than a couple of songs on this album that have gone on to become Blues Imperial's classic and still a part of the band's live sets in 2024. Yep, still gigging, with the fellas now in their late 60s and with all that entails. My Blues With A Feeling classic album feature this week is Little Ed and the Blues Imperial's 1989 Alligator Records debut, Roughhousin'. You Don't Exist Anymore. In that set as well, another of the band's most beloved songs, Pride and Joy. Everything I do brings me close to the blues, and she's fine, she's mine. Hope you're enjoying my foray into classic second generation Chicago blues this week, as we celebrate the birthday of the band's singer, slide guitarist and band leader, Little Ed Williams. This is Blues With A Feeling, Mean Old Frisco.
Taking my baby away. she'll come home someday. What made people? What made people fuss and fight? The same whole thing makes a boot dog bark all night. Look out there, Frisco.
Thank you. John Cleary, you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Shaky Sean.
Yeah! Mary Mac, dressed in black, silver button, down her back, high and low, tip and toe. The fifth. He jumped so high, he touched sky. Never got back down for the July walking. He walked it all. You don't know how to do it. James gonna walk. walking. Not talking, but walking.
Hope you've enjoyed this week's classic album feature, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials' Alligator Records debut, Roughhousin', released back in 1989 when the blues was booming and the world was a very different place. CDs were overtaken the way music was listened to, and the guitar was king. The blues classic Walking the Dog there, and previous to that, Car Wash Blues. Righto, time's flown, but I'll leave you with one more. Another track from Sue Foley's quite wonderful new record, One Guitar Woman, which showcases just some of Sue's female guitar influences while she lays down her Telecaster and takes up her nylon string acoustic guitar. And so I'll leave you with this, Romance in A Minor. Hold them close, my friends, and have a great week. Thank you.